Welcome to the playbook. I'm David Meltzer here at Fanatics Fest. It's a little bit loud, but that's because we are at the biggest show for sports. And sports to me represents great leadership, great mindset, great, hey, mental health. And I have someone that's on the edge. He's leading the way. We're having a summit in Connecticut this September. You're going to have to join us. But my friend, Raul Villasis, welcome.
Thank you, brother.
Man, this is my first time in Fanatics Fest. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I normally, believe it or not, I can't make it because I am up to that collision in Canada. But they moved it from Toronto to Vancouver and moved it up. So I've been invited here for so many years. It's really grown since last time I was here.
It's great, man.
You help people with mindset, which is connected to the heart set, which will define the purpose of what I call that ancest, your intention. I'm the chairman of the Holy Hill Institute. The seminal personal development thing is the Holy Hill. Thank you, Grow Rich.
100%.
How winning the devil. Laws of success. For you, there's a huge epidemic in mental health. You created the ends to help people with their mindset, heart set, and hand set. What are some of the things, for example, at the summit that you want people to take away to change their lives?
First, I believe that Napoleon Hill is going to go down as one of the greatest of all time.
I hope
so. The book, Outwitting the Devil, changed my life.
My favorite.
Changed my life. And it talks about drifting. I believe now the epidemic in men is because they're drifting through life. The lack of purpose, the lack of direction, the lack of leadership is what creates this chaos that we're living right now. So in the last decade, what I've done is I've worked with high-level elite businessmen, helped them find their code to the edge. And what I found is most men don't even know what gives them the edge. They're winging it. They get up and they have success, and all of a sudden they think that success is guaranteed until they fail. Men are not prepared to fail. Young men are not built to fail. So we have to prepare this man to help understand that failure is a part of life. Failure is part of success. There's no success without failure. So most of the guys that I coach, they've been successful at one point, but they fall down to maybe a marriage failure, maybe a business failure, and then they go to what I call the sedated stage. A man who's sedated cannot have the edge.
You know, it's funny here at Fanatics Fest. I'm blessed to be a speaker here. Backstage, Tom Brady, Mark Wahlberg, every industry, CJ Stroud, a variety of guys, Kevin Costner, who'll be with me in Vegas on Sunday. And I'm thinking to myself, these guys don't need to be you. They don't need the money. They don't need the attention. But there is a character of the edge in these guys. They have a definiteness of purpose. They have a desire that they must be what they can be. And had nothing to do with anything other than their pursuit of their potential. They're not drifting, even though they have every right to drift. What do you think it is that turns off the switch? It did for me in my 30s when I made over $100 million. What are the things that make you turn off the switch and lose the edge?
When I was in my 30s, similar to your story, because I know about your story a little bit, the moment that you hit success and then you lose it, your identity begins to change. Men lose the edge because they lose their identity. When you lost hundreds of millions of dollars, I lost hundreds of millions of dollars. I thought the money was my identity. I thought real estate was my identity. I thought success was my identity. But the reality is I had to learn how to reinvent myself, but it doesn't come easy. What happens with Tom Brady, what happens to this guy, they constantly reinvented themselves. Because unless you reinvent yourself, you always want to look back who you were. The success of the past, the marriage of the past, the business of the past. No. Who are you becoming? That's more important than who you were before. And right now, most men right now, if you look at statistics, 80% of the suicide rates are done by men. Every day, men are committing suicide. Why? Because they lack purpose. They're living on the past. They're not being present. And their identity is that alignment to their lives. Therefore, we have to constantly reinvent ourselves, grow. Because if we're not growing, you're dying.
And men also get tired of, I'll be happy when. There's an attachment to outcomes. And if you experience a failure, all of a sudden to start over seems to be undaunting.
Yeah.
You talk about definite purpose. There's a question that I ask people when they say, this is what I want, right? I'll be happy when. I ask them one simple question, for the sake of what? Because if you can answer that question, then you have a definiteness of purpose. For you, you're building an empire again by helping other people, making a lot of money, and having fun like me. That's why we're here. I only do shit that's fun. What is your for sake of what?
The question of what do you want is one of the most important questions that you have to ask yourself every single day.
Every day.
What do I want? And it's not what do I want one day. It's what do I want today?
Yeah.
Like, I believe in the pull and the push. I have a big-ass vision.
Yeah.
My vision is to have 10,000 men with the edge in Madison Square Garden in the next couple of years. I want to impact millions of lives. We're going to impact millions of lives because I know the problem right now the country has, the world has, is men who lack the leadership. So I know I'm clear about my future. I'm clear about my purpose. I'm clear about my why. The question is, who do I need to become in order to accomplish that? And that's what they're watching. What am I willing to do today? It's going to get me closer to that vision. That is the push. What do I need to push today? How am I willing to get myself out of my comfort zone so I can get myself to the next level? There's nothing that's going to happen just by meditating yourself to wealth or just sitting down reading another book or being motivated. I believe motivation is like, it's a fake sense of certainty. I believe in discipline. Because I could motivate you one day. And you can motivate one day, but what happens the next day? Discipline. Habits. I developed an app that I've been working on the last decade. This app tracks your habits, tracks your behavior, and it's gamified in a way that you actually know every single day whether you're winning or you're losing the game of life. Most men drift because they feel like, if I don't hit home runs, I'm a failure. If I don't have the $1 million, if I don't hit that big account, I'm a failure. I believe in rewiring the subconscious mind on falling in love when the face hits. Base hits, little hits. I may not make $1 million today, but I was able to make 1,000. But I was able to close a deal that maybe get to that next level. That app allows you in 100 days to look at your patterns, look at your behavior, see what needs to shift. Where are you winning and where are you losing your life? So now imagine how you help other people joining the challenge in 100 days. Now you compete with each other. Hey, Dave, how you doing? I have X amount of points. Oh, no, I have any. So now it's a healthy competition versus developing. The three things that I believe gives a man his edge. Number one, association. Who you surround yourself with. You surround yourself with people who are drifting, it's about the time that you drift. Number two is accountability. If you don't have accountability, if you don't have a high standard, people hold you accountable for a high standard, you're always going to fall back into your old habits. Number three, a simple action plan. And not a big, complicated action plan that you're going to go. Simple action. I'm a simple man. Men are very simple. 7 steps, like the 7 habits of successful people it was a book right one time.
Yeah.
I took it down to 7 things. What are the 7 things that I need to do every single day? Number one, take care of my body, my health. Number two, take care of my being, my connection with God. Number three, take care of my relationships, the bonds, my friends, my family. And number four, take care of my business. In order for me to do that, number five is I have to have a daily ritual that allows me to be dialed in. Number six, I need to make sure that I'm accountable to the things that I need to do today. Number seven, find what did I do today? What is my, what I call the king's code? What is your king's code for today? So how did you adapt? How did you adjust? And how did you adjust? 7 things. If you do this every single day in 100 days, you're a completely different man.
I love it. You're speaking my language. I talk about knowing your what, but I also talk about in that divine direction of knowing what I want, not what other people want, what's missing and what I don't have, in the enjoyment of the consistent, everyday, persistent, without quit pursuit of my potential. There's another question to ask that saved my life, and it's know your who. And there's only 2 ways to get to where you want to be when you know where you want to be, when you know your what, with that definiteness of purpose. Who can I help and who can help me? And I think a lot of men have problems with who can help me. We're really good at who we can help, but the fastest way to get to where you want to be is to find someone that's already there in this association and ask them for directions. How important is vulnerability and asking for help in the King's Code getting the edge?
The reason that most men don't ask for help is because they don't trust. I can't ask you for help because I don't trust you. I'm afraid that you're going to judge me. I'm afraid. So I need to position myself all the time. Oh, I'm doing good. If you ask the average guy, how you doing? Oh, I'm good, man. I'm good. Because we don't trust. Vulnerability allows you to trust. I did a video 10 years ago when I launched my program. I talked about how I was drinking every single day, sedating my pain, how I lost millions of dollars. I almost burned my marriage to the ground. I almost sabotaged everything.
Were we hanging out somehow? Survivors, baby.
And that video went viral. And most men got in touch with me, connected with me because of that video, because I was vulnerable. And not because I wanted to put all my stuff out there. It's like I knew that God wanted to use what I was going through.
Yeah.
So somebody else could see that you're not alone. You're not broken. You're not the only one. And guess what? You're supposed to go through this because this is going to make you a better man. I call this the rite of passage. Vulnerability is the rite of passage. I cannot trust this unless you're vulnerable. So I'm going to give myself the permission to be vulnerable, but if you can't be vulnerable with me, you can't connect. So in my experience with coaching men, the first thing I get them to do is to get fucking real.
Yeah.
Everybody comes in and they have to wear an edge shirt. Why? Because we take out their debt. Then we talk about what's really going on. What's really going on? I don't care about your money. I don't care about your success. I care about you. Who are you underneath that success? Who are you without all the money? Who are you underneath? Because nobody asked me that question. I wish somebody would get in my face and ask that question when I was going through the shit I was going through, when I was drinking every single day, because y'all wouldn't waking me up unless she.
You know, it's so funny because I always try to transition a conversation into two questions. One, would it help you if? And two, do you know anyone that can help me? And if I don't establish where you are today of what's working, what's not working, what you like, what you don't like, what you know and what you don't know, I can't get to the appropriate level of transition into that empowering state of mind to feel comfortable, to feel confident. And in my journey, in shortening the distance of resistance that I've created with my ego, that edging of God and gold and growth out of my life, I learned that you need to have faith. Now, you're simple and I'm simple, but the simple things to do are simple not to do. And that's why so many men have so many difficulties in expressing their potential and pursuing it. I had two of my closest friends, one recently, a very famous Emmy award-winning TV guy, commit suicide. He was on my interview the week before.
Wow.
I asked him, how are you doing, man? Oh, awesome. Everything, family, right? Happily married, but suffering. He didn't have faith. How can we help to instill the faith that you are, no matter your basement, our basements have basements, right? That's the way I see it. But I gained faith when my basement had a basement. I knew I was being protected and promoted, loved and perfected, and I had to change my behaviors, get the King's edge back, not only see who I was, but what I wanted to become once again, because I grew up like you with nothing. And it's not easy to get to where we got with nothing. I was ready to now get to where I wanted to be with a big head start, even though my basement was there. How important is faith and how can we give more people faith?
So the first thing I'll tell you is that there is no edge without faith. Edge to me means having the energy. That's the E stands for energy. The D stands for determination. You have to have a determined mindset from discipline. The G stands for being guided. A lot of people confuse faith with religion. Being guided to execute. It's the reason that you and I lost millions of dollars because we were counting on ourselves. It was all about Raul. It was all about David. Hey, look up there.
Praying to the wrong God.
So then God had to use that experience. You know what? I'm going to strip you away from your identity because I'm going to show you who you could be. And I believe that most men who don't have faith in something bigger, you don't have to believe in my God. Believe in something bigger than you. Start with that. Believe in something bigger than you. The moment that you start going through something bigger than you, then whatever you're going through, it could begin to see the light of your eternal. If you cannot believe there's a version of you that is bigger than you, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. We're so similar. I always tell people, my faith started in that journey, something bigger than me that loved me more than my mom.
Yeah. That's it.
That's simple. No religion, no rituals, only one thing. When there was no evidence or the evidence was contrary to where I wanted to be, I knew that which was walking with me was bigger than me and loved me more than my mom. To finish up, I want you to finish this sentence. I am blank.
I am where I am because my father paid the price. First, my earthly father. My father was an immigrant, came to the United States with nothing. Muscular dystrophy, couldn't walk. He lost his ability to walk. He gave me the biggest lessons. He passed away 5 years ago. He taught me how to be a fighter. He told me that it's not about your circumstances. It's about your desire to grow. So first, my father and my heavenly father. Like, my heavenly father, like, the way I look at it, my father passed away. Because I used to go to church a lot, and I stopped going to church for 10 years, a decade. It wasn't until my father passed away that I began to start listening to the voice of God again. I believe that my dad became kind of like the bridge because I needed to hear him. And through him, I was able to listen to God's voice for it. So now I'm closer to God than ever before. I'm closer to my father than ever before. And I'm here today because of my father and my heavenly father.
And before we give everybody the information where to sign up for the summit, where to follow you, we too, I have one final question. You know who you are. I am. But what's your biggest challenge? What are you doing today to interfere with who you are?
My personal biggest challenge? To get out of my own way.
Yeah.
Because I know the purpose that God has put in my heart. And my son is here. I tell my son all the time, learn from my mistakes and watch my success, but you're going to get more from my mistakes than you're going to gain from my success. So I need to also apply that to my own self. Learn more on the mistakes that I've made. Don't beat myself up because I am my biggest critic. You are your biggest critic. And sometimes when shit doesn't go our way,
yeah,
beat ourselves down. I've learned to have patience with myself. To appreciate how far I've gone. To appreciate this version of me. Because the best is yet to come.
I love that. I tell my 15-year-old son all the time, the true lessons I'll teach you will not be taught by me. They'll be caught by you. So keep your eyes, keep your heart, keep your brain where you want to be. Don't make and pay the same dummy tax that we've paid. Unbelievable. Now, where can people follow you? How can they sign up for the summit in September?
So the easiest way is go to my Instagram, Raul The Edge. Very easy. Raul The Edge. So you find me, send me a DM. I'll give you a great discount for our next event. We have the next level experience, like the Edge100Challenge.com.
Yeah.
Edge100Challenge.com. That's what content is.
Well, I'm hoping I can be a part of the event. I'm going to team up with this amazing, powerful source and resource. I want to thank you, Raul, for joining me here
Man,
at Fanatic Fest. Entrepreneurs, the playbook.